Catherine, first of all, thank you for your call. Yes, I suppose, first of all, as a young person who attends college at Maynooth University, who travels up from Sligo, as a young person who works to fund going to college, the same as many other young people that will be listening to this, as a young person who understands the difficulties that face young people today with regard to the cost of accommodation, the cost of transport for young people to get on the road when living in rural Ireland, the cost of getting a driving test, the waiting for getting a driving test, and the cost of living that faces young people today. I suppose, Catherine, Ogra Fianna Fáil, we're reaffirming our policy platform, that is to reduce the cost of education for young people, a motion passed by our members on numerous occasions. But our policy as Ogra Fianna Fáil is to see the full abolition of student fees, ideally over the lifetime of this government. I do think, Catherine, something that needs to be put on the record over the course of this whole public discourse coming out from a number of government spokespeople. I think we have to go back and remember that it was Fianna Fáil that set up the Department for Higher Education, that placed that emphasis on the importance and the significance of higher education. And I think, you know, we must acknowledge that Fine Gael have had this department for 5 years. Simon Harris has had the department for 4 of those 5 years. And I think what Fine Gael may be forgetting at the moment is that they're also part of a government. But we must not forget what is most important, and what is most important is to see sustainable, permanent, long-term measures that actually help young people going to college, going and getting their degrees to get into the workplace on a long-term basis that is a sustainable way so that people can plan going forward. I suppose Ogre's President Leanne Mallon was engaging with the Minister for Higher Education, James Lawless, yesterday. And Minister Lawless is key to engage and to work with us in Ogra to see what can be done. He is honest. He's putting forward what the situation that stands before him. But what we need to see is permanent, sustainable, long-term measures. For example, we need to see, you know, the introduction of paid placement and reducing fees for families with multiple children. And I think something that Minister Lawless is also committed to is to increasing grant thresholds so that people that come from families with middle income earning are not missing out. Right now there are a cohort of people just above the SUSE grants who are missing out, who are struggling to make ends meet. And I know from engaging with our ministers in government that they are committed to ensuring that that permanent, sustainable, long-term measures will be put in place. Catherine.
You have said that Fine Gael have held the education brief for the last number of years, but be that as it may, Fianna Fáil are still part of a coalition who have jointly made this decision as it relates to student fees. Do you, as a young person who goes to college, as you described yourself at the beginning of this interview, do you feel in any way let down by your party?
I suppose, to be honest, government is of a coalition of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Independents. And as the leader of Fine Gael said, no decision has been made on this yet. No decision has been made yet. I think Minister Lawless was putting forward where he felt he stood at that time. But what is very clear to me from my own party is that Fianna Fáil is committed to supporting young people in higher education. And from Ogra Fianna Fáil's perspective, we will be at the table, a table that is open for us to lobby. We have our up-and-coming pre-budget submission meeting with Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, where we will be calling for the overall full abolition of student fees over the course of the lifetime of this government. And I think it is important to acknowledge as well the measures that have been put in place under Fianna Fáil in government, halving the price of public transport for young people and the introduction of a rental tax rebate that has been extended to those in digs. These are the things that help young people on a day-to-day basis. And I'm 100% sure that Minister Lawless will do everything within his power to ensure that the cost of education for young people is reduced on a more permanent, sustainable and long-term basis.